hours.
Come on, Lulu, come on. Come on, I'm a man too.
01.
To fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Combo Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Bulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Government affirms a residents at bemoaning lack of development. In Africa news, South Africa and Israel expel each other's envoys in diplomatic role. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of a government farms area in Lusaka have appealed to authorities to address what they describe as a lack of development in that community. In an interview with Common Radio News, residents complained that they are facing serious challenges due to the absence of a proper road infrastructure, a situation that has made a movement extremely difficult, especially during the rainy season. They further lamented that the area has no nearby health post, forcing residents to walk long distances to Matero to access medical services. The residents say the situation has made life increasingly difficult and are calling on government to urgently intervene. They have also compared their area to places such as Achawama, which they say have seen significant development, while government farms continues to lag behind. A civic leader in Nkrumah Sheba Ward in Mukushi District, Gaspar Kunda, has assured residents that road rehabilitation works in the area will commence once the rainy season comes to an end. Mr. Kunda told Common Radio News that roads are currently in a poor state will be rehabilitated using funds approved for the 2025 and 2026 periods. He said the works are aimed at improving accessibility and easing transportation challenges faced by residents, particularly during the rainy season when most roads become difficult to use. Mr. Kunda has also appealed to the Ward Development Committee to carefully identify priority areas where road grading is urgently required in order to ensure prudent and effective use of the allocated funds.
Hello, yamu ndapo chiyako kolo muna ndi wamfula contestu grade pamunga kanso wa grade mfula inero kamini mtu wala unaulo msefu so immediately nga yapu wate mfula yonzama loji yatu wachitaku like akaluhula mnenje ndeni na yede pita kwa munari tuwala grade immediately kozi ama fanzi ya 2025 ya nitu lorela ndeni ya 2026 allocation echo in so nga yaita grade ukumeki nga make sure wabadila po ya 2025 bad grade so kumata blue dish ya wanani ndero mboku tila tuwa allocation ya munche ndo muri very needy fu kweba tuwa kriya msevo ndeni kweba cash ba mungkuru mashiba nga tuwa landa chen tu shure make sure tuwa shure kuringa tuwa ta grade ya kuno kweno kusevo.
Traders at Kitwe's new reconstructed green market have raised a concern over continued street vending around the Chisokone one-way area, saying it is hurting their businesses. One of the traders, Rosa Mulamba, says the sales have significantly dropped because many customers are still buying from vendors operating on the streets instead of the modern facility. Ms. Mulamba, who sells the tomatoes and onions, explained that the situation has made it difficult for her to support her family, with some of her merchandise going to waste due to low sales. She has since appealed to the Kitwe City Council to intervene and relocate the remaining street vendors to the green market, stating that it is unfair for some traders to continue operating on the streets while others are complied with the relocation directive.